Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan or Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah. We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Every Sunday night's a time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making any rep and grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the deepest time to shine. From the first record that's on.
What?
My divas do it, how you rocking to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear them voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mention. This is gon' talk at its best. Here go that number so you can connect. 323-693-3043. Radio Divas. Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ryan or Die.
Ms. Mika. Erica Arthur. Quita V. That right.
Uh-huh. Well, all right now. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. I'ma send it off in this place to see. They come from every corner just to fight it with me. In your head like a symphony. Out on the floor, it's a jamboree. Turn up, princess. Drop the bell down, come and talk to me. Hold on, put it on repeat. Come on now, drop the beat. If it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. Hands up, we gonna fall in line. Drink this wine till we clock that time. We only need to let it go. So drop the baggage, leave it at the door. Come on now, it's a jubilee. Count it up, baby, 1, 2, 3. Let's ride up and down. Somebody scream out in the crowd. Wanna tell me what you need? Don't even tell my man it's all the same. Just the dust being me and you. Out in the crowd, doing what we do. So the guy gonna be a man. I'll make the church fall down like rain. To see the love of that funny. I know you're glad you came. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say.
I smell smoke, is this place on fire?
Nah, they just vibing and they having a good time.
Are they spreading that love, peace, and all that jive?
You know how they get when we doing it live.
Everybody let your inhibitions go.
You can cut a rug or be cool like the wind blows.
The dukes are dapper and the duchess are beautiful.
It's the only way to be at the jamboree. You are witnessing ragtime reborn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Desi Hepcat Horn.
Well, all right now. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good. If you feel good, let me hear you say. If you're feeling good, let me hear you say. it feels good, let me hear you say.
Radio Divas. Now ride.
Feel it, time has come now to reveal it. Thanks.
It's my time.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello.
Loving it.
Shalom, family. I was about to get the dancing.
I know you were about to sing. Y'all know she was about to sing.
You already know I stay background singer. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Radio Divas Season 7.
In
How are you guys doing tonight?
We in
lovely. In here.
How my ladies there?
I'm
Let
excited.
Me get a check in. You excited?
Queen of E.
Do we have Erica Arson as well?
I'm right here, good sister.
I had to check for you. I didn't hear the love doctor, so hold on. Let me.
I'm
let
here.
Me see what's
love
going
doctor
on.
Is excited about this interview tonight. I'm looking forward to getting it in.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. I have had a crazy week, a crazy couple of days, and I'm just excited to be here. Well, I'm blessed to be here. And excited about getting tonight started. I'm excited about this new season of Radio Divas and what we have coming up and things that we have to offer and things that we're going to talk about. Let me get you ladies to check in. Before I get you ladies to check in, if you're online or if you're online, you can call 323-693-3043. Press 1 and speak with us live and put on anything. We talk about anything here. We keep it classy. We do touch the bottom of the surface on a lot of topics. So if you want to speak with us, call in and speak with us live. I'm going to check in with our new diva first. Show us love tonight. Hey. Check in with us. Tell us how your weekend was and what you got going on right now.
Well, my weekend was definitely a weekend to remember. A lot of love for my family. I've got a couple of things going on. My DJ, he's going out there to kick off in Mardi Gras, Mobile, Alabama. Shout out DJ Sergeant Rock. So I'm trying to get my way down there. We also have the Prohibition Lounge out here in Memphis, Tennessee. Willie Vaughn, DC, the promoter, putting in moves. AK-47, Coast to Coast DJ out there in Houston. So just trying to keep everything afloat and stay motivated and keep it moving.
That's major.
That's major. Shout out to that Houston area. I will be in Houston for South by Southwest.
Definitely.
Coming up March the 18th.
It's a beautiful place, but get someone to drive for the traffic.
traffic is horrible everywhere in major cities. Think Houston traffic is horrible.
I understand. Atlanta, I refuse. I'm not driving. I can't do it. I'm not about that life. I will backseat cry.
Understand.
Yeah, we'll call Uber.
I Uber a lot of places around here that I don't want to get caught in traffic of. You know,
exactly.
It's just horrible. It's an accident every day, every hour, somebody is in an accident. So shout out to everybody who's driving safe. Put your seatbelts on. Let me check in with the love doctor. No texting while driving. Definitely no texting while driving. Check in with my love doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. What do you have going on? How was your weekend? How was, you know, just everything. I seen some beautiful pictures of you. I was like, look at the love doctor looking all sexy. You are beautiful. She is beautiful. Erica Arthur is beautiful. Tell us about the new Twitter stuff as well.
Encouragement. Well, first of all, it's so good to be rocking with you guys again. I'm excited about Queta V being on board. And so good to talk to my sister and my brother. Much love to you both. I've been doing a lot of writing. I'm really excited about it. I've been writing stuff that's making mama purr.
Yay. Oh. Yes.
I want to hear about this.
Sometimes you have to have an air of mystery behind the pen. I'm all for raw talking and, you know, straight, no chases. But every now and then it's good to kind of wonder, kind of dance around it. And so I've been enjoying these pieces, And I found out that one of my pieces is going to be featured in a book coming out in a little bit, which kind of caught me off guard. It was an amazing compliment. But there's a website called FemininCollective.com. And every now and then they put together some of the pieces that got the most love on their website, and mine was selected. So that was exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So that's it for right now.
That's it. And tell us about the Twitter. I was watching the Twitter feed as well. And I bet you have some stuff going on Twitter as well.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the most recent stuff today or just
yeah,
in the
just
last
the
couple of days?
Twitter stuff. I know that you're getting into the Twitter stuff
yeah.
now.
So with Indigo Include, which is my personal account, and that's the one that's mostly highlighted through Grindheart Radio, that's more so just e-talking to, you know, just from my heart, whatever was on my heartbeat, inspiration, be it something funny or funny to me or just a shout-out. But what I have been doing lately is trying to tweet more from my Authenticity Speaks account. And I think that's the one that you're referring to as well, Mika. So every now and then I'll just, like, send out a love tweet for, you know, sometimes we tweet stuff we can't text. Y'all ain't ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I
yeah.
love it.
You know. But it's kind of more on the softer love side. So I had some tweets in the last couple of days. One says, I stay away not because I want to, but because I must.
Deep.
It is deep.
I feel like that today. I feel that way today.
Yes. And then there's another tweet I had that said, there's nothing sophomoric about your swag. I'm in the mood. I'm just letting y'all know.
And then there's another one
that I sent out that said, we met each other's needs in a very real way. I needed you, and you had a need to be needed.
I like that.
Let me process that. I needed you.
And you had a need.
And you had a need to be needed.
To be
needed. You know what? That's so deep because I say that all the time, that people, it's a desire to want to be needed, especially for men.
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel needed.
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel like you need their assistance.
Yes.
Even if you don't. The simple things,
yes.
They want to feel like, oh, I did that, or she needed me to do that. When in all actuality, women, we can do a lot of stuff on our own. But men like that power of feeling needed and wanted, you know. So I definitely can relate to that one.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tweet the link out right now for you guys. Be on the lookout for it. Thanks for the love.
Oh, thank you, love, doctor. That deep love, doctor.
Yeah.
I love her. She always makes me think. She touches the spots where you've been thinking something, but she brings it all together for you. You know, it's like you can have all the ingredients for something, but then you still have to put it together to make it taste right. So she does that for me. So shout out to
love,
Dr. Erica Arthur.
Thank you, baby girl.
Yeah, I know it. Myself, I am just happy to be here. I had a crazy week trying to get stuff together for Diamond Awards. I'm in Jacksonville on March the 1st through 5th. Hopefully, Jit won't stand me up like he did last year. Jit when I got to Jacksonville. Yeah, let me touch on that for a minute because I was like, Jit, I'm here. Since she wasn't here, Quita. Since she wasn't here, let me tell you the story. I got to Jacksonville, and I hit Jit up. I'm like, I'm here. So, you know, he does 1,000 things, you know. So I'm waiting for him to come through and grace me with his presence. So I'm like, where is Jit? I don't see any Jit. So Baxi hits me up and like, oh, I went to see Jit. I was like, okay, so y'all left me out. So I still feel a certain type of weight about the situation.
Oh,
they told me they had good food and everything. I'm like, okay, cool.
Wait a minute. They bring you, I know they brought you a plate.
Nothing. Not a real.
I don't know. I feel a little uncomfortable, bro.
I'm gonna stay out of that.
This is a real life situation.
It sounds like he owe you big time. I'm not gonna throw anybody up the bus. I'm just saying.
Yeah, when I get there this year, I'm expecting for him to be like, "Where you at? Where you at?" And I'm expecting for him to pop up on the screen. So I'm hoping to see him.
I'm gonna make it up to you this year, Miss. I got you.
I know, because you don't want to hear about this next year on season 8.
I know,
because
she's going to put my business out there. She's going to put me all out there.
So I appreciate it. I am excited about tonight, though. We have an artist that I'm familiar with, great artist out of the DMV area, named Tay Kelly. Dope artist, new project coming out, and I'm excited to just have him here tonight and interview him. Before we get into the topics for tonight, I really don't have a topic. Erica Arthur just gave me my topic. I kind of been all over the place today, so I just got my topic. I'm being spontaneous, so just drop us a song right quick, and then when we come back, I'll jump into my topic.
Definitely. Ladies, next track up, man, and I'm definitely liking this track. It's your boy, Bryson Tiller. With Let Me Explain, live on Radio Diva.
My jam.
Keep it locked.
Yes,
Radio Diva.
It's been a long time. I guess I just missed the old days. You remember all them times you used to come keep me company, tell me you love me and just me. Oh, and it took a while to trust me. Girl, I had to work for it. Still, you don't judge me. I love the way you touch me. I'm feeling like I'm about to lose you. With all the shady shit I do to you. Some things are better left unsaid. I can't get it out my head. Better left unsaid. Everything that I regret. No lie, girl, when I tell you, you a blessing.
You a blessing.
Girl, just let me make corrections, yeah. Damn, I've been stressing, yeah. I've been really tripping, babe. But learn my lesson, yeah. I still need you to listen, oh, babe. Hey, listen to me, yeah. Hey.
Oh,
if you just let me explain. If you just let me explain. Baby,
yeah.
Listen to me, yeah, yeah. Oh, if you just let me explain. If you just let me explain. Baby, oh. Yeah, for sure. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell me that it's over. Tell me that it's over. No, I don't deserve you. That shit I never told you. There's too many things I can't look you in the face. I just grab you by the waist and act like everything's okay, yeah. Bear with me, girl, I'm trying to be honest. Tell you what you need to hit the sign, yeah. I'm barely getting started. I'm being cautious, girl, that's the hardest. All we been through, the what we been through. Look at J&B, they going through some shit too. We made it through the struggle, let's make it through this too. I got a confession, baby, will you listen to it, yeah. Hey, listen to me, yeah, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you just let me explain. Let me explain,
oh, yeah.
Baby,
baby, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to me, yeah,
baby,
oh,
oh,
if you just let me explain,
baby, oh,
if you just let me explain.
John Tiller.
And we're back. That is one of my favorite cuts by Bryson Tiller. Let me explain. Deep song. You got to listen. I'm a lyric person, so I listen to the lyrics of songs and kind of get my feel from them from there. So that's a dope
song.
Yeah,
I like him as an artist.
Bryson Tiller.
Yeah,
he's a dope artist. Like, his lyrics,
he's a dope
artist. He's just dope. Yeah, he is dope. Very dope artist. Like Saxy would say, he's one of those artists that's climbing the charts. So shout out to Saxy, who is still on away and on the water. So
yeah,
shout out to
miss her,
Saxy,
man.
We
miss,
miss
her.
You. We
hey,
miss,
ladies,
miss
she told
you.
Me to tell y'all she's gonna be sending some mixes too, and that she missed all you guys, and she can't wait to get back to us soon. So shout out to Saxy. I just talked the other day.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Saxy, representing for the women out here. So shout out to DJ Saxy. Also shout out to my friend Tony, who's going to be coming in and asking some questions from the DMV area. Also shout out to all of our callers who are listening. I see Hype Man Croncast hit me up, DJ G Cole, my Cool Running DJ family. Anybody who's listening, I appreciate you. The number to call in and listen to us live is 323-693-3043. Press 1 to talk with us live. We do have our guest in the building early, so I'm going to get my topic later. That saves me, you guys. That saves me. That saves me from having it. It was a deep topic, so it saves me from having to put that out there. Yeah, but we do have our artist for tonight here, Tay Kelly, who is an artist out of the DMV area. I'm excited. It's somebody I've been talking to on and on for on and off on social media, and I like his work. He is an artist I see on the rise. One thing here at Radio Divas, we support independent artists. We support male and female independent artists that are on the grind, who are on the rise, who are really working hard to accomplish things. So I want to welcome him to Radio Divas and just dig deep into his interview.
Absolutely. Let's welcome your boy, Tay Kelly.
What's up? What's up? I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Hi, Tay Kelly. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How y'all doing today?
We're glad to have you here on Radio Divas and just excited to talk with you and debut your new song that we're going to play here tonight on Radio Divas. Before we get into the song and stuff, I'll ask a couple of questions, and then I'll invite my co-host, wonderful co-host, to come in and ask some questions as well. Just tell us a little bit about your your background, how you got into this music thing, how long you've been doing it.
You know, the crazy part is I've been doing it for a long time, on and off, but you know, I would say about 10 years, really, total. You know what I mean? I ran into who is my DJ now at the mall. He just said, he asked me, did I rap? Random, I know. You know, we end up at his house. He had a sock on his microphone. We end up making a couple songs. I let my family hear it. They said it was trash. so I kept at it. You know, I ended up doing... you know, a song at a professional studio. I put it on MySpace, you know, MySpace from back in the day. But I put it up there like on anonymous on some page so I could get some real non-biased feedback. A lot of people was feeling it. So I just stuck with it. I became addicted to it. And now, you know, I can't go a day without making a song, you know what I mean? You know, but for real, you know, some of my first songs I was recording in an abandoned house, you know, rats and roaches everywhere, you know. But that let me know the love was really there, you know what I mean? If I was under them circumstances still, you know, recording the music.
Wow, that's deep. That just shows that you have drive and it's something that you really want to pursue and something you really want to do. Is that what drives you and keeps you motivated within the music industry? Because we all know that it's something that's hard. And artistry is hard anyways. Any type of
art,
you have to work at it. Anything in life worth having. Actually, you have to work it. So is that what drives you, the beginning, you know, starting from the bottom? How do you see the growth from then, from, you know, starting at the at a low scale and then where you are now?
Right. I really would just say the passion is, you know, what drives you or drives anybody, you know. That's even in a relationship, you know, a guy and a girl dealing with each other, you know. The passion could keep it going longer, you know what I mean? If somebody got a passion for being a janitor or whatever they've been, you know, that real passion, you know, if they're a public speaker, you know, the passion and conviction going, you know, have other people more convinced that, you know, they're listening to somebody solid, you know what I mean? So I would just say the passion for it, you know, it drives me every day. People don't got to tell me I need to be doing it or, hey, get up and do this, get up and do that. You know, it's what I really want to do. You know, I ain't doing it for popularity or to be cool or none of that. You know, I always been a pretty chill, low-key guy, but, you know, I ain't do rapping for girls. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't the issue. You know, I just do it for the love. I really love it. So I would say as far as, you know, the progression part, I would say it's progressing now. Just, you know, I think once people see you do it consistent for such a long time and they see it get better and progress with, you know, it's kind of like they get to grow with you, you know, so people take you serious if they see you consistent at it. If you're not consistent, then people just, you know, they like, ah, oh, he just playing with it. You know, why would I ride his wave and he not even serious, you know? So I would say the consistency, you know, got the people interested, you know, in my city where I stay.
Correct. Where do you get your content from, if I may ask? I'm a real lyrical person, and me listening to your songs, because you actually sent me some songs before I was like, I feel them as dope, and I was able to listen to the lyrics of the song. Where do you get your content from, or do you write from real-life experiences, or do you write from stuff that, you know, friends or family people are going through or things you see on TV? Where does your content reach from?
It really all comes from me, you know what I mean? Like, and I would say that's another way why I feel like I could just do this forever, you know, because I'm constantly living life every day, you know. And I would say from like 19 years old, I mean, I got a story for every, I mean, there's so many stories, you know, whether it be me almost being, well, getting killed, you know, by some female's boyfriend, or me being in love with a female, or, you know, just going through hardships, you know, falling off and getting back up. And, you know, a lot of my songs, I like to make a lot of motivational songs, you know, because in this game, the music industry or just life, you know, you have a lot of people that's going to give up on you or not believe in you or not see your vision. So, you know, I like to make them underdog bangers, what I call them. You know what I mean? You making them for the underdogs, you know, and a lot of us underdogs right now in the world, you know, with Trump winning the election or whatever, you know, we wake up the underdog, but, you know, our goal is to strive to be dog. So that's the people I'm speaking for, you know, when I do this music. So my content just comes from wanting to talk to people and give some people some game that, you know, they may not have. You know, a lot of people may look at me and think I'm 21, but I'm 31, you know what I mean? So I got a little wisdom with me, you know what I mean? Yep.
Shout out to the 30 Club. I'm in that 30 Club, so shout out.
Dirty 30,
baby.
Dirty 30. Shout them out, all right?
Shout them out. Yes. My last question, and I'll pass it over to Quita. It's woman. Just say, for instance, it's Woman Crush Wednesday, and you have one artist, female artist, that you can record with. Who gets that Woman Crush Wednesday spot for you?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm on the come up. I'm trying to do my thing, so that's easy. You know, Nicki Minaj, you know, I made a song before about Nicki Minaj, you know what I mean? So, and I know if she get on it, it's going to skyrocket easy. So that's a life change for me, my grandma, my mama, everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Plus,
yeah,
she's dope.
You know.
Like, she's dope. Lyrically dope. So.
Right. She's
Thank
fire,
you for answering
too. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
She is
I think Nicki. Yeah, it's her just because, you know, she fire, she's strong. You know, I heard her say several times, they're like, hey, you signed the deal yet? She like, nah, I got to make sure it's right, you know. And she said, I want to make sure I last a long time in this game. And I guess she did something right because she's still here. You know, that was 10 years ago.
Correct. Thank you for answering my questions. I'm going to have a couple of more shortly. I'm going to pass it over to Cleta and let her ask mm-hmm. you a couple of questions, and then we'll go to Erica Arthur, and then we'll get into the music. Cleta, go ahead.
Nice to talk to you.
Cleta, what's up, baby? How you doing?
What's going on? I am definitely a fan, especially when I found out you were coming on today. So
okay.
I heard what you were saying when you first got started with your DJ and everything, and I run into a lot of artists, aspiring people, creative individuals, and a lot of times mm-hmm. I see them really kind of getting in their own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But you said that when you first started and you had your family to check you out and they were kind of negative, they weren't really supportive of you, and but you still kept going. Why did you keep going? For the, you know, ones that are listening, that are trying to find a reason to keep going.
Why did I keep going? That's a good question. I mean, as odd as it seems, you know, I've been embarrassed a couple times in my life, but I could count on one hand, you know. I'm just the type of person where I feel like, you know, if I got a real passion for something or I feel like I can do it, I'm going to keep doing it, you know. And I like proving people wrong, too, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, I just knew getting into this, you got to have thick skin. Like, you know, I seen Brandy told her mom told her she didn't think she could sing, you know what I mean? And, you know, Brandy, I think, won a Grammy, you know what I mean? So really just knowing that, you know, or let me use this example, too. You know, I had acne when I was a kid, right? And, you know, my cousin said, man, I hope you don't think you can get no girls looking like that. You know what I mean? I said, damn,
no.
That's harsh. That's harsh, right? But when we got grown, I got way more girls than him, and he lonely all the time, right? So that just show you things can change. You see what I'm saying? Things can change, you know. Right, and it's all about what you know, and your experiences and how you turn them weaknesses and the strengths, the negatives and the positives. So, you know, I would hear him on the phone like, baby, 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 please, all that stuff. And I'm like, man, this guy older than me, but he got it confused. He's begging these people. He don't know how to use his energy. So I just put that into the music, you know what I mean? Yeah,
okay.
And, you know, so that's all I'm and, you know, I'm figuring that out, too, now with the music. Like, you know, we all doing it, you know, but you got to be smart about it and which way you're going to go, you know. A lot of people say it's saturated, so if you can find your own lane, you know, you can make a way for yourself. So that's my plan for this year, you know, just to stand out every move I make.
Well, I really appreciate that answer because that really shows a lot of people a lot of different perspectives. A lot of people, they give up so easily because they get so focused on what everybody else is looking at or how everybody else may see things. And it's like, how are you going to grow? You can't even find what you're destined to be if you're sitting here worried about what the next person is doing. So it takes a real man and it takes a real woman to do that. So I definitely salute you the fullest. You definitely have a family.
Right, and some of our most gifted people in the world, period, they better than Beyonce and everybody. They were just too scared to do it.
Exactly.
They could dance better, sing
no
better, everything.
Idea.
They just don't
I've
got the heart
so
to do
I've seen so many
it.
People. We've all mm-hmm. seen people that it's just if only they believed in themselves half as much as we believe in them or saw in
mm-hmm.
them. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and I would just say I learned a lot from high school as far as just not pleasing other people. You know, make sure you happy. You know, you look in the mirror because, you know, that's the only happiness you really going to have at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So you got to be happy with yourself.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Pass it right on back over there. I appreciate you. I'm going to definitely be thinking of you
sorry,
and check
y'all,
you
y'all
out.
I got the right one.
I hope I get around Sunday.
I'll talk y'all to death, though. I'll talk y'all to death.
I'll talk you to death, too. They'll probably kick us both off. I love it.
I get the preaching up in here. Get the preaching up in here.
Great. Somebody might need to hear it tonight. You never know.
Pastor Kelly.
And just shout out to what he said on you have to be happy with yourself. You cannot make other people happy if you're not happy with yourself. So you got
to,
whatever you're doing, you got to be happy with what you're doing. So definitely shout out to that. I'm listening to the wisdom, and I hear it in you.
Definitely.
I'm going to pass it over to Erica Arthur, my love doctor.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good brother.
Love doctor in the building. How you doing? How you doing? What's up, love doctor?
Yes, I'm live tweeting right now. A lot of what you're saying is just speaking to our listeners. My favorite line, consistency got the people interested. Talk to us a little bit more about that, because a lot of times, like, I heard everything that you said and everything that you wanted to say, reporting in an abandoned building. A lot of times people only see the glossy side of the business and they don't really want to do the work. And you already know, as somebody who's on their grind, people who are really on their grind, you don't have to tell them to get on their grind.
That's right. Yep. It's already there.
It's already there. So talk to us a little bit more about why consistency is so important.
Yeah, I mean, consistency is important just because, I mean, it's really the only way, you know, and I always apply things to women, you know, in my little analogies or whatever. But, you know, if you want a woman, you're consistent. If she halfway wants you back, you got a chance, right? If you're not consistent, they might say, man, that's guy not serious. You know, he probably kicking that first line. He kicked me to everybody. But if you show some consistency, they might be like, all right, maybe this guy do want me. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with a job, you know, anything. You know, consistency is key. Now, as far as this music thing go, you know, I've given up on it a couple times, you know, back and forth. And I notice, you know, let's say whatever buzz I did have or whatever, if I try to come back and say, hey, I'm rapping again, they looking like, man, dude ain't serious. You know what I mean? I can't rock with his wave if he gonna quit next week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed just the more consistent I was, let's say if you're gonna try to do a radio campaign, if you're not gonna do that all year or at least, you know, 6 months to a year, whatever you're trying to do, if it play for a month, it's gonna go off and everybody gonna forget about the song. You know, consistency is just everything, you know, in life, period. You know, if you're going to be a boss, you got to be a solid boss all the time, you know, because, you know, in regular life outside of music, you know, I do my boss thing or whatever. So I've been trained to be a worker most of my life. So when I turn into a boss, I'm like, damn, who answer my questions? I got to make up them answers myself and be consistent at that, or else my whole office going to be sloppy because
I like this
people
man
watching what I'm doing. They watching what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So you got to be consistent. Somebody always watching you, too. You know,
yes,
you
got
to be mindful. You know, I've seen big celebrities ruin their career off little tweets and stuff because they just thought it was all good. And you could throw some BS out there and get away with it. But you can't because somebody always watching. And,
always,
you know, if you're gonna consistently BS, then, hey, your life going to be BS. If you consistently solid, then you're going to be solid. It is what it is.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I was listening to your music earlier today, and even close to showtime, I started listening again to a few pieces because I'm a lyrics person. I take it very seriously as a writer. And just a few pieces I wanted to talk to you about. One was GPS to Faith featuring Siani.
Oh,
and,
nice.
I really like that because I'm a firm believer that God will meet you wherever you are. There are a lot of people whose voices are on mute because they don't have access to the microphone. But I tell people that your pulpit may be the bus stop. It could be the restroom at work. It could be somebody that you talk to around the way. And so you said a message using everyday examples. Siani laced it with Just Pray. And I want to know what made you just, you know, include everyday language, street language, and just solid teaching in that short piece?
Man, you know, it's just one of those days, for real, I was just writing, I guess, random stuff I like to pray about, you know, or times where I just felt like I fell short and I could have been more solid, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm praying for my mom, my grandma, times when my granddad was in the hospital. You know, I seen him on his deathbed, and I was just like, man, mm-hmm. you know, I should have took advantage of that time I had with him, you know. So in the hook, you know, that I made for Siani, it's just saying sometimes you don't know where you're going, sometimes you don't know what's next. That's life, just pray, you know. And that's just how it is, mm-hmm. you know, using this Trump election as the example. A lot of us mm-hmm. didn't know this was going to be the outcome, you know, but there's mm-hmm. a lot of people getting sent out the country, everything. Mm-hmm. But all we mm-hmm. can do is pray in a time like that. We all helpless. Ain't nothing we could do. We can't, you know, mm-hmm. protest, whatever. That's still not going to really change it immediately. So sometimes we just got to pray, you know. So I named it GPS to Faith because, you know, I'm just trying to find faith through all the hard times, just like the rest of the world is, you know. So that's just what I wanted people to get from that song. Like, man, okay, I'm going through a lot of stuff. My grandma trying to stay alive. My mom talking suicide. I'm just trying to make it, though, mm-hmm. so I get to do or die. You know what I mean? So I'm just talking to people like, okay. You know, and that's mm-hmm. just my niche, what I've learned. Like, my music, I'm going to just talk to people. Hopefully they can find some motivation through my hardships, mm-hmm. and my wins and mm-hmm. my losses.
Yeah, and I think that's what I like, and thank you for that. I think that's what I like the most about it is because you weren't talking at your audience, you were talking to your audience,
right.
and that gives them permission to that realm where a lot of traditional settings would exclude them. You feel me?
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I really like that.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, baby boy, you had another, I didn't want to interrupt you, my bad.
Oh, nah, you got it. You know, you got it, yeah. I was just saying, that's correct. You know, when I first started writing, I had thought of some song, like, What's Life Like Without Sinning? You know, Feel Like I'm mm-hmm. Losing. I forgot how that goes. It was, like, one of the first ones. But I said, man, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm talking at people in there. So people going to feel uncomfortable and say, man, I don't even want to hear that
right.
song. You know what I mean? So I learned
right.
that just early on. Like, you know, when you tell your story, you can't go wrong with that because it's your story.
Exactly. And yeah. I got one more question for you. The other mm-hmm. track that I was listening to was called Love. It was an attractive.
Man, you done dug deep back.
Honey,
man.
I did my homework.
You make me wish I put all the new heat up there. But hey, that's what's up. I like
did
love.
Did you think she was just the love doctor? She is the love doctor for a reason.
Good gracious. She ain't playing no games. Someone,
no. Nah, because that honors everything that you went through before you hit the mic. So I take that real seriously, you know? One of the things that you said was that you're in love with the grind, which kind of mirrors what we talked about tonight. But another mm-hmm. thing that you mentioned in the piece that I found very transparent was that sometimes when it comes up on you, it feels like it's intruding.
Don't mind
paraphrasing, but that's a dope
line.
I want you to talk about that because you're open at the very end when you talk about being open to it if the right one comes along. The bulk of the song is about really not feeling it. I've been hurt by it. You know, it's like creeping up on my grind. So I want you to talk to the people a little bit about that.
I would say a line is right close to that one is, you know, some people love under conditions and some love unconditional,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes,
so
sir.
That's what made me feel like, you know, sometimes you feel like it's intruding, like, you know, what you doing around
mm-hmm.
here? You know, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
come around, you know, with bad intentions, you know, or it's good
yes.
intentions for them. But, you know, they coming around for some sort of come up, you know, or whoever's got
mm-hmm.
the juice, people want to be thirsty for that person with the juice and drink, you know. It
mm-hmm.
don't matter if it's
mm-hmm.
male or female, but when the person got no juice, they ain't worried about them. They ain't like, hey, ain't popping. I ain't rocking with them. I don't love him. I don't like him. He ain't my homie.
Freak.
None of that. You know what I mean? So you know, the fake love, like Drake said. So it's like, you know, a lot of people aware of it and some not. You know, there's some
mm-hmm.
rich
mm-hmm.
people out here right now. They got a million people with them. They're like on some MC Hammer stuff, and they don't even realize why these people are around. They just like, hey, I'm it. You know, they love me. You know, but when they love you under them, you know, under them bad conditions, you know, if you lose all that money and you ain't got nothing to give them. So
yeah,
you know, that's just how I was feeling. But I ended up writing that song right after I was at a dinner table and had, like, you know, crazy little argument, you know what I mean? And, man, that's the fastest my pen ever was going, ever.
I know,
you know.
That's right.
I was writing
that's
fast.
Love
you know
that.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
so,
does that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. You had some good questions. What's up?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
I know, right?
Yeah, it is.
She
Thank
is
you.
Awesome.
The
Tell
Love
us a little
Doctor.
Bit about.
You earned that name.
Yeah,
it is.
I told you, she don't play. She does not play. I heard you go like this a couple of times. You like, when you do that blow, I know you're thinking. She can make you think. You like, I wasn't even thinking about that. But that's the reason why I really appreciate her. She really hits home. And
much
I
love
that.
To see you both.
That's good.
The
stuff.
Song, do you have both songs tonight, Jet? Do you have the Fallout?
Oh, we definitely
and
got we got all his tracks. We got that Fallout and we got Appreciate You.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's great. I want to go with Fallout first because it's one of my both of them are my favorites, but I really like Fallout.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want you to tell us a little bit about that track, where that track comes from, origins from, and then I want you to introduce the track. And I want you to stay online with us because we'll come back, talk for a minute, and go into the next one.
Okay, Fallout is kind of like the girl I was, it stemmed from the love track. I kind of messed up. I made some mistakes, and I'm like, man. You know, I'm trying to get back. Why we had to fall out, you know? So it's pretty much, you know, for guys, you know, younger guys who living and learning, you know, about, you know, what kind of man they trying to be, you know what I mean? Fallout is just based on a real experience, you know, of me and ex having a breakup. And me and Siani were actually in the car. The beat came on. As soon as it came on, I said, the name of this one called Fallout. She was like, what? Why? I started singing the hook. She said, yeah, I want to be on that. And there it was.
Dang.
Wow.
Yep, just that quick.
Introduce us
yeah.
to this track so they can hear it. I want them to feel what I feel.
Okay.
What's up? Mm-hmm.
So, take the other. Go ahead and introduce that track.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. What's up? What's up? This is Tay Kelly featuring Siani. This is Fallout. And, it's a hit, man. That's all I got to say about that.
It's a hit. Live on Radio Divas. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
We were supposed to ball out. Supposed to strap and cut them all out.
Nigga, don't be acting like you own great then. I'm trapping, you should worry, baby, please believe it. And my love for you, I won't lie. Had me believing you are all mine. Now you're wondering why I never got time. Guess you never thought I would leave it. Guess you realizing that she ain't me. Now you know that I'm the one you need.
Girl, I came up short on you. Yeah, I like, do you want some juice? Yeah, hey, I always had it with me. Had some baggage too, and I was tripping. Yeah, I said it, I regret it. I'm just saying, baby, we were supposed to ball out. Yeah, supposed to shop and cut them all out. Yeah.
Mad Heat.
Now, see, I like that.
All we do is fuss and fight.
The struggle is real. I am all in my feelings. Man. Flashback and stuff.
I love it.
Flashback.
I gotta get it.
I know. I'm about to get in one of my ex-boyfriends' inbox and be like, hey, this is
I'm in my feelings. You done messed up. Somebody about to get it.
I'm starting to remember a couple of things in my life. I wanted people to pick that phone up.
Communicate. Tell our listeners how they can follow you and when these songs gonna drop. We're gonna go into appreciate you, but I want you to tell our listeners how they can follow you, find you. Find your music, just how they can get in contact with you.
Yes, please follow me on Instagram at I am Tay Kelly. That's IamTayKelly. I use Instagram the most. Or just search Tay Kelly on YouTube. That's TayKelly. That's where I'm putting most of my content at right now. And I would say that Fallout dropping tonight. We're going to go ahead and put it up there tonight. I have it up there. At 9 o'clock.
Oh,
let's get it.
All right, look, I'm gonna drop
Fallout and appreciate you. You know what I mean? We're doing the videos for those this month, so yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and drop those.
But you heard it here first. Make sure they know you heard it
exclusive.
Here first on Radio Divas.
Don't nobody got this. Mika got this
exactly.
First. I dropped it to the Divas first, ASAP. Jit in the building. They got it first.
Yeah. I just want to say, man, not to interrupt the ladies, I just want to say, good brother, I appreciate you for coming on tonight and sharing your testimony. That's a very powerful thing,
yes.
Man. So I wish you nothing but the best in your career, bro. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much, man. I like this. This was therapeutic right here. Got the doctor on the line, and y'all gonna make me make some more songs.
Got the doctor on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll bring out the artistry in you. She'll bring it out. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Tell us about the next single. Tell us about it, and then I want you to take us into it. And, you know, just tell us when the video is coming out, all the good stuff we need to know.
Yeah, this next one is called Appreciate You. It's another one of my favorites. It's got my guy Travis Bonds on there. He's family to me. Follow him at I Am Travis Bonds on Instagram. But he sound amazing. You know, he got his own flavor, his own style, one of them infectious voices that just stay in your head. And we just came up with this on the spot in the studio, you know. One day, I knew he was talented, so I said, one day, he got to come with me. You know, I ain't had what we was going to do, but I always keep a couple hooks just in my head. So I played a couple beats, ran by a couple hooks, and he was like, yeah, I like that one. So we just started writing on it right up in there, you know. And, you know, it's a lot of guys making records, you know, calling girls, you know, the B word and hoes and all that stuff. And, you know, that's a part of hip-hop, but... For once, I just wanted to, you know, show the females some appreciation. You know what I mean? So that's why I decided to make this record. That's like I was saying earlier, you know, you know, somebody got to be the one to stand out and go in a different direction with everybody else. Then I take your girl and give it back, and I had it at the, you know, gas station and dropped it off and all that. You know what I mean? That's cool, but we got to show them, you know, women brought us here. So, you know, why not show the ladies some love?
Right. Especially. Let me speak.
Somebody
for the ladies. Let me speak.
That's real.
That's an amazing statement, you know, to say that you appreciate the ladies. And that's something, you know, a lot of men don't say that. So we definitely appreciate you saying that. And then this song, it has a deep meaning. It's one of my favorites as well. I want to personally
thank you
on Radio Divas and rocking with us. And you know how to find me. You know, I'm always a supporter. Anything that I can do to help you. You know,
yes, thank you so much, Mika. I appreciate that. And I would just say I'm anxious and excited for y'all to hear the rest of the music because, I mean, I've grown so much as an artist. You know, I got about 50, 60 songs in the cut, and these two just happen to be two of the first ones I want to put out, you know, just because they, you know, I just like them. And, you know, I'm attacking them ladies right now, so we going to get them. You know what I mean?
No problem. Take us into this track.
Come on with it.
Radio Divas wants to thank you for coming on. We appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to working with you and listening to some more stuff you put out. I'm just excited about, you know, what you have to come. Take us into this track. I can't tell them how deep it is, so take us into it.
Yes. Yeah, this is Appreciate You featuring my guy, Travis Barnes. I mean, it's just solid. Once again, I'm just trying to give y'all another hit. So y'all check it out. Let me know what y'all think of it. This Appreciate You by Tay Kelly and Travis Bond. 100.
No problem. Thank you for coming on Radio Divas.
Live.
Yeah. Radio and Divas. Real quick, let me shout out my guy, Doc Terrence. You know, I don't want to be ghetto, right? Shout out the whole world.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out my guy, Calypso, Doc, you know, Trav, Cutter, Kyle, my DJ, man, they hold me down to the end, man. That's why we making some power moves. Shout out State of the Art Music Group. We was just on Shade 45 a little while ago. Did my freestyle on there, so y'all check for that. I'm dropping that next week. So it's just been a big year, man. Sometimes I listen to this music and get emotional, man. I'm just happy than where I came to with this stuff. So blood, sweat, and tears with this. So that's what it is.
No problem. Thank you so much for being on. Blessings and blessings onto you.
Thank you. Bless all y'all. God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Have a good night.
Just
take us into it.
All right. Here it is. Take care of it. Appreciate you. Live on Radio Divas. Let's ride.
Exclusive.
Kelly.
Yeah. fell back, you know what's up. This ain't just love, so might be love. This ain't just love, so might be love. You hold me down no matter what. I got your back, you know what's up. This ain't just love, so might be love. Well, my kid don't know it's love, huh. I've been on some shit like that, might put a ring on it, ayy. On my king shit, gotta put my queen on it, ayy. I've been having dreams about you dressed in all white, ayy. Honey, move quick, I've been smoking all night, girl. Haters gon' doubt that, you know they jealous. Trust can't go without that, but you, I don't doubt that. Even with them fellas, knowing you would never do me wrong. That's why I never, ever, ever leave you alone.
Looking at your smile, thinking I do appreciate you. Touching on your body, drive you crazy. Know you appreciate me. I used to play them silly games, but girl, I swear you changed me. I want you with me, change the lanes. You're my forever lady.
Tuned in, could be saving a lot of relationships.
That's right.
Tuned in.
There you
go. Take nothing.
That song is dope. You held me down. That's a dope song. Dope, dope song. Shout out to Tay Kelly. Thank you for coming through. Great interview. Great night. I'm going to go ahead and get going with Quita's topic for tonight. And then we'll,
and ladies,
go to
we do got a call
Austin
on tonight.
We'll close
too.
Out for the night. Go ahead and bring them in.
You got a caller. All right. It's no need to call out this number because we got everybody's favorite DJ in the building. It's DJ Sergeant Rock.
Hey. Everywhere we go. Oh, okay.
You already know. Hey, look, man, let me tell you something. Now, I'm going to beg to differ with them two tracks that I just heard. See, I'm just getting off, and I said, okay, as soon as I get to the house, I'm going to tune in, I'm going to see what they got going on. Now, whoever dude was, he came with some fire music, but that second track, dog, I need that track right now. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you.
Wow.
We on the same page, bro.
Now, I like the first track, too. Now, he went hard on that first track, boy, but that second track, boy, was just said good music. I was like, that's right, because it was. It was just good music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, shouts out to the whole entire staff. You know what I'm saying? My girl, Miss Mika. My girl, Erica, always keeping it mild and mellow. And then the most, my number one favorite promoter, Quita V, in the building. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I am tuned in, and I'm enjoying myself.
Mardi Gras time coming, baby. What's going on February the 4th? Because I want to be where you're going.
I'm going to be in Mobile. I'm going to be downtown Mobile at Levels, the Z, Bar and Lounge. Yes, they gave Sergeant Rock the second floor.
Did it say one and two? Is it Levels to this? What's going on over there?
Yeah, it's two floors. It's two floors. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be me and DJ Smooth. DJ Smooth gonna be on floor one. Sergeant Rock gonna be on floor two. And if anybody from Grand Hard is coming through there, I got you, because everybody's been chiming in. And shouts out to everybody on social media, you know what I'm saying, that's been chiming in, that's really trying to come, you know, get with me and hang with me, you know what I'm saying, and party with me on the Wheels of Steel, so everybody can get a glimpse of what I actually do on the Wheels of Steel. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's different with me just talking. But, you know, I appreciate the love, man. You know what I'm saying? And I love the music that I just heard. I'm so serious. I really want
that's
that.
Awesome.
Straight up.
Kelly.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely, definitely.
That's so awesome.
All right.
Remember that thing.
Anything that's else right. You want to throw out there, Rock, before we let you go?
Oh, yeah. The sexiest R&B mixtape ever is finished. I start full-scale production tomorrow morning. And what that means is that means I'm going back through it again to put everything in place properly where I don't have to touch it anymore. And then, jit, after I do that, guess where it's going as soon as I finish? In the mail to get mastered. When it comes back, I'm going to release the release date. I'm going to release the release party. And I'm going to get with Jit, and we're going to do a whole Brown Hard Radio release party on the sexiest art mixtape ever.
You're going live.
On this. And I'm not gonna go too hard on the Radio Divas, because these are our queens, so I got to respect them. But I will say this, when this drops, keep it in your bedroom. Do not try to ride around and listen to it in your car. Do not leave it laying around for somebody to pick up and steal it from you, because when they see my name on it, they're going to steal it. So keep this one in your bedroom.
We appreciate you, brother. Yeah. That's what's up.
I have a question.
Thank
a
you
quick
for
question.
Through, Rock. We appreciate you.
DJ...
Shout
DJ
out to DJ
Rock,
Fire
and
Rock.
How can people get up with you? What's your social media information?
Okay, right now my social media information is Anthony space DJ SGTROCK, and then you space again, and my last name is HALE. That's on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And if you know anybody that's got some good hot R&B music, or, you know, want to send me DJ drops or acapellas or whatever you want to send me, or to just holler at me, you know what I'm saying? You can get at me in my Gmail, which is all lowercase, DJ SGTROCK, the number 48, at gmail.com. And you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday rocking with the number one boss in the business, Jig Chronicles. Holy. On radio, and don't y'all forget, Take Off is coming soon, and we are not playing. You're under
the
That's just what it is. And I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all, and I'm gonna continue listening to the show while I'm laid back in the gap going through this work. So y'all keep doing what y'all are doing, man, because I'm listening to y'all and I'm jamming and I'm loving it. And I love
thank
y'all.
Thank you for the support. Thank you.
Trio.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You
know, we
got to
keep it clean with Brother Rock, so he being nice tonight. I appreciate that, good brother.
Always kind of Mississippi.
He's definitely doing this thing. And we're going to throw it to Miss Quita so she can go ahead and get her topic out there.
What? It just seemed like we got here so fast. Okay, definitely. Well, like someone was saying earlier, not going to say any names, but this topic was very difficult to come to up until we got to this show. However, I was at my aunt's earlier tonight, and she is trying to put a business together. Well, not really trying. She is putting a business together in her city, and the topic that she was discussing amongst her people were women empowering women. Now, that sounds like a typical topic, but my problem with that is there's so many women out there that talk about empowering other women. However, it's just they get so wrapped up into the topic of saying that they do that, and in real life they tend to forget. You know what I mean? And as women, it's really hard, especially as Black women. It's really hard for us to be able to really just reach out to a lot of people out there, period. That's one of my problems, because I feel like I'm really vulnerable out there. You know, it's, we're already against so many things in the world, so many people and so many different obstacles, people on different levels, whatever the case may be. And when you do run into another person like yourself, it's just like, how do you really know that they're sincere like you are? And like Mika, when I first had a conversation with her, it's just like the more protective of herself that she is, the more I just want to be like, I just want to get over there and hug her. Because I know she's one of the sweetest people out there. I just don't know her personally yet, like a lot of people that are around her every day. And it's just, that motivates me to be around women like yourself and the Love Doctor. Like, it's a lot of days that I'm not at my best, not feeling at my best, or I might be having a rough day, and sometimes I'll literally go on to your social media just to be like, okay, I'm really feeling sorry for myself, let me get it together, you know? But
that's
at the same
though.
Time, you're empowering women, you know what I mean? We don't have to have a conversation with each other every day, because we are busy women, we are independent, we are entrepreneurs, so we really don't have that kind of time to reach out like we really want to. But at the same time, we're able to give the way we're able to give. And I really do appreciate women like you that do give the way that you give, for people like me that may need that.
We appreciate you too. We appreciate you too, because someone's
appreciate
watching
it.
You and being blessed.
Definitely.
As well.
No, Kim, then. But I don't know.
No.
I mean, it's just, it, and I feel like it's really important for, you know, independent women to start. I feel like I've gone through so much in my life to where I am strong enough to, it doesn't matter how you see me, it doesn't matter about what you have to say. If I feel a certain way, I'm just going to go ahead and speak upon it, whether it, especially if it's something good. I may walk away from it and never see you again, but at the same time, I'm going to acknowledge something if I see it. And sometimes you never know, it could make or break that person's day. It could make or break that person's life. You never know. That's how I feel.
Well,
like, no, I people.
No, I appreciate that. Definitely, I know Erica as well. We both appreciate that. Not me.
Absolutely.
I'm protective, and everybody knows that. Like Erica tell you, I'm very protective of myself, and she
knows that.
Well.
Makes me want to stalk
just,
you though.
No.
Not really.
No, I'm just, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying it's not people. I can be misunderstood because I am protective, and I have to be for a reason. You know, I think we all do. All women are protective because nobody wants
because
to keep
inviting. Because
we've
seen too many
people
that's given us reasons as to why we should.
I don't even do it based off the past. I just do it because I don't have time to invite anybody in my. I give everybody their fair chance. I don't do anything based off something that has happened in my past or what John or Jane has done. I base myself off of where I'm at right now. And I'm just protective. That's just because it's in my nature, not because I've been brutally hurt or my heart has been brutally, you know, bruised. I have been through things, but that is not the basis of why I'm protective. I'm just protective because it's my nature, and I just don't have time to, you know, keep learning people. And so I just keep my circle small and I keep moving, you know, but I'm glad to have had the chance to know you and get to know you. I'm not open, just to tell you, and I'm just like that. I'm just not open to get to know people, but I always do it. You know, I always do it. I'm like, okay, cool. Erica and them are like, come on in the room, and I come on in, and then it's okay. But I let them say it's okay first. That way, if it's not okay, then I can say, Erica, look, I told y'all, you know, I wasn't into it, but it's always okay because I trust their judgment and I trust their guidance. So I'm just kind of like that. So sometimes it can be misunderstood, but I am welcome to. I'm open to having you here, and I'm glad that you're here, and I'm excited to see where it can go. You know, so I want to welcome
that.
You again here. You know,
definitely, and I feel like I can learn
welcome.
From you, because I'm definitely not there yet with that whole trusting. Because DJ Sergeant Rock, he'll tell you it doesn't matter how cool he'll tell me a person is, I don't care. You know, because at the end of the day, I'm more of a business type person because I know I'm a vulnerable person. I am a woman with feelings and I'm emotional. So I know when to step back or step into certain situations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they don't really respect the space, but at the same time, that's just other people. But, you know, I try to stay balanced and everything and keep it accordingly. But like I said, women like you, you are more advanced in this whole process than I am. That's why I'm clinging. I'm watching. I'm watching. And I feel like this is a really good platform for women that are out there aspiring to do things. Because a lot of us, we really do look forward to looking for. It's a lot of negativity out there. It starts off good. It starts off positive. And then what happens? I don't know. It gets crazy. But here with Radio Divas, as you look at the previous season or listen to the previous seasons, you know, it's always about growth. It's always about empowerment. Like, no matter what's going on in the world, Radio Divas sticks together. And you do have, you can tell that it is a true bond regardless. A lot of people are out there so busy fronting and stunting. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the
Absolutely.
Thing about Radio Divas.
You know, and I appreciate
the good love.
We all appreciate that. It's love. It's all love, and we definitely appreciate it. You being here and you saying those kind words. But if you knew the things that I do to prepare and how much I stretch it before every show, you would be like, she is totally crazy. And you would be like, I don't want to be her. I don't want to be that. So definitely develop your own regimen and go from there. My regimen is totally off the wall. Jitta tell you, like, tonight before the show, I was in his inbox panicking because I've had a crazy couple
of days. She was stressing out. Yes, she
was.
That's
what I'm trying to avoid hitting him by myself.
Behind the scenes, you don't want to be me. You be somebody else. You definitely stalk somebody else because my stuff is crazy.
He was stressing.
But I'm going to definitely pass it over to Erica Arthur and just let her give us a basis of her topic for tonight so we can go ahead and wrap it up. But thank you, Quita. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow, our time flew by tonight. Oh,
it
my
did.
Goodness.
Yes.
So, I can't believe the show was like really about to be over in like 5 minutes. So I'm going to fall back on my topic and just show love to everybody. We can definitely pick it up next week because it's pretty in-depth about everything that our country experienced in the last few days and just everything that's going on. So I definitely want to talk about that and our role and how we respond. We have no control over how anyone acts, but we always have control over how we react. So we can definitely pick that up next week. But in the meantime, again, much love and salute to our guests that came through, to our listeners, to those who wanted to call in and didn't get a chance to, and to DJ Sergeant Rock for actually calling in and showing love. And to find me, you can check me out on Indigo Interlude on Twitter and Instagram, and also at Authenticity on Twitter. I just sent the link via Twitter, so you guys can check it out that way. But if you love poetry and inspiration, you can find me on www.authenticityspeaks.com and Authenticity Speaks on Instagram, and that's authenticity ending in two E's instead of a Y.
Make sure y'all check her out. Love, Donna.
Thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate both of you guys. I appreciate Tay Kelly, who is my homie. Been rocking with him for a while, for coming through and gracing the show. The music was awesome. I appreciate my friend Tony, who called in and who didn't get a chance to get on, DJ Sergeant Rock, everybody who listened, DJ G-Cole, Hype Man Crunk, anybody who's listening, to myself, Erica Arthur, Quita, a fan, or anybody who just rocks with us, Radio Divas here. We appreciate you guys. You can catch us here each and every Sunday. Radio Divas will be off next week Sunday for the Super Bowl. We're not going to compete with the Super Bowl. We know how the fellas go. A lot of our listeners are guys and women who watch the Super Bowl, so we do want to take that time and let people have, you know, fun times for that, definitely. So we're going to be off next Sunday. However, but we will be back the following week. What's that next Sunday date after?
That's
going to
be the 12th. That's going to be the 12th.
We'll be back on the 12th, and I'm going to think of something really sexy to put together. I'm probably even write a poem for Eric Arthur. I count on my sexy side.
Oh,
wait
a second.
So I'm going to count on myself. You guys stay tuned. I write, but I never share my stuff. So next week for Valentine's Day, and well, the next couple of weeks for Valentine's Day, I'm going to write something for Erica, and I'm going to channel my inner sexy because it's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be a love holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm
so happy to hear that.
In my personal space.
So we're going to have another exclusive.
Yeah, we'll have another because I don't share. I write all the time, but I do not share. I have to
share. Oh, you make me smile. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I got to make it good. I got to make it really good. So I'm going to start thinking of it now. I got 2 weeks to put it out there. So, and you'll have it before then to just kind of read over it. But I am excited about the love holiday coming up. I know Erica's going to have something wonderful for us as well. Quita, we'll have good show. I'm going to invite a couple of people in just to have a good, sexy show for Valentine's Day. And like I say, just live the love, love to live. Thank you for rocking with Radio Divas. I'm Mika, Coco Mika, Erica Arthur, Quita, and we're out. Just take us out.
Radio Divas.
We love you, Mr. Awesome.
We love
Lady
you,
y'all too,
Mr. Awesome. Thank you.
Make sure y'all keep
awesome.
It locked to Radio Divas. GroundHardRadio.com. Radio Divas.